Hello, this is Gary, and you're listening to Timeline Astrology. In this episode, I'm going to talk about the planet Jupiter and remedies for strengthening Jupiter and what it represents. So Jupiter represents unity and coherence. It represents abundance, wealth of all kinds, blessings in our lives, good luck. So the fruits of our labors, so all that good stuff that's coming back to us is represented in the planet Jupiter. It represents expansion and knowledge and growth, wisdom and understanding, grace and meaning. It protects us here on Earth literally as the biggest planet in our solar system, so it's a protective quality in the chart. It's exalted at 5 degrees of Cancer and debilitated at 5 degrees of Capricorn. It has its root strength or trinal strength between 0 and 10 degrees of Sagittarius, which it rules. It's also very strong in its other sign, Pisces, as well as in friendly signs, those of Mars, Aries, and Scorpio. And the Sun is a controversial one, because the Sun is said to block the energy of Jupiter. And in Vedic or Indian astrology, it's not advisable to get married while Jupiter is transiting Leo, because Jupiter, as I mentioned, is all about unity and cohesion. And so marriage is a really important consideration for Jupiter. It represents the husband. And so it represents that unity between two people, holding things together. So it's always important to have Jupiter really strong in a chart when you're electing for an event such as a marriage, but any kind of event, really. Jupiter is strongest in the first sign of the chart. So in the rising sign, it does the best, and it rules the northeast direction. So Jupiter represents the faculties of the mind and an inner intelligence. So whereas Mercury would represent the intellect, Jupiter would represent a sort of inner knowing without having to work it all out. So, or maybe an intuition, a sense of knowing what to do and which way to go. So when it's weak, of course, there can be any sorts of mental afflictions and also a not knowing and a lack of clarity and direction. Particularly since 2016, when it first transited Leo, and we saw the elections take place, Brexit at that time, and we've seen the fallout from that for many years now, and we'll continue to see that. So Jupiter is an important consideration in any chart because it's the great benefic. You know, along with Venus, it really brings the good things in life. Now, sometimes it can be too much of a good thing, and Jupiter can expand things to actually create problems for us as well. So that's another issue. According to Parashara, Jupiter is large-bodied, has honey-coloured eyes and hair, and is phlegmatic. So in other words, it's of a kapha nature in an Ayurvedic sense. It rules the fat tissue, the belly, the liver, spleen, gallbladder, pancreas, and the ears. It's all about hearing, listening. And so it rules the sweet taste. So of course, then if we eat too much sweet taste, lots of rice and lots of carbs, then, you know, we put on fat tissue. And so it does comfort us. Ultimately, that's what Jupiter is all about. It's like the big jolly giant. One archetype that's very obvious is Santa Claus. But anything or anyone that brings a sense of comfort into our lives is Jupiter. And of course, sometimes we can comfort ourselves, and that comfort blanket can be suffocating, and we can end up with problems like being overweight and diabetes, and these kinds of things would come under Jupiter. So the places Jupiter rules are banks, because it also rules the economy. Again, it's abundance of all kinds, not just monetary. It rules courts, any place where there's laws, because it upholds dharma or law. It rules universities, so higher learning. And also spiritual learning represents religion also, so churches, monasteries, holy places, and politics, or any place where there's political assemblies. Or it also rules charities, as well as the financial institutions and stock markets. So the people that it rules are teachers, advisors, and lawmakers of all kinds, and priests, as well as children and the husband. for either man or woman. So traditionally, Jupiter is worshipped offering a garland of flowers. And the mantra for Jupiter is recited for Guru, which is the Sanskrit name for Jupiter. And the mantra is Om Namah Gurave. The gemstone that is worn for strengthening Jupiter is the yellow sapphire, whereas substitute stones could be yellow topaz or garnet or citrine would be another substitute. So these stones, yellow sapphire, should be set in gold and worn on the right hand ring finger. So the color then is yellow. If you cannot afford a yellow sapphire or do not wish to work with gemstones, you could just wear very bright yellows, because that's a very uplifting color, as well as golds. So the planet Jupiter relates to the yoga each day. There's a combination of the sun and moon and their degrees each day that give us a yoga. It's called the Panchanga Yoga in Indian astrology. So each day has a kind of unifying quality that's either good or bad, depending on the position at the time, especially in relation to the planet that rules the particular yoga on any given day. So all of the planets, including the two nodes of the moon, Rahu, the north node, and Ketu, the south node, they all rule three yogas, and there are 27 yogas throughout the month. So depending on the position of the planet which rules the yoga, which was active when you were born, and its strength or not, or any afflictions towards that planet, will show how well you are able to hold things together, and very much has a say in your interpersonal relations. So any kind of group work or holding things together in a relationship, or any time where cohesion is needed, Jupiter and this yoga and the planet which rules the yoga in your chart is very important. So ultimately, the life lesson of Jupiter is being kind, and kind to everyone, no matter who they are. So seeing beyond the outer trappings and everything that separates us in any physical sense, and seeing that indwelling spirit and the oneness of everyone. That's the ultimate lesson of Jupiter. If you have Jupiter debilitated in Capricorn, it may be cancelled due to other indications. One of those is that other planets can help Jupiter out. And so there are three planets that help Jupiter out of debilitation. One is Mars, because Mars is exalted where Jupiter is debilitated, in the sign Capricorn. The other planet is Saturn, because Saturn rules Capricorn. And then the other planet is the Moon, because the Moon rules Cancer, where Jupiter becomes exalted. So either Mars, Saturn, or Moon can take Jupiter out of debilitation. If they're in an angle from your rising sign or moon sign, or aspecting your Jupiter in Capricorn, these are indications of a cancellation of debilitation. There are many other cancellations that can occur, but these are very prominent ones. And looking at these planets as well as what they rule in your chart can show areas of your life you can focus on to help strengthen your Jupiter, to uplift you, to give you a sense of buoyancy. And people in your life that can help you to experience more of this buoyancy and faith and hope and optimism, which seems to be like a dirty word these days. Hope is in short supply because of the afflictions to Jupiter in recent years. But it's important to keep the faith with Jupiter always. So those are a few remedies you could take on board for the planet Jupiter. And I hope these helped. And I'd like to thank you for listening. Until next time.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.